As you decide to spend more and more time in your business, you're going to have to say no to more and more things. You'll have to say no to grabbing drinks with your friends every evening. You'll have to say no to just doing things that you don't enjoy. And, you know, with time, you'll get used to it, but at the beginning, it can be really, really hard to do that. So we already talked about this a little bit in the future videos. I told you, you know, how to say no to your parents when they try to make you go in their career that, you know, they want you to go in. I told you about how to say no to your friends when they ask you out. And we talked a little bit more about this in the past as well. So this video, I would like to discuss this concept a little bit more. So whenever somebody asks me something, and I know that I can do it, whether it's like a request for coaching, for example, there are some people that, you know, want to get coaching with me, but they can just never afford me. Maybe they can afford $50 per hour coaching, or they have a $300 budget when my coachings would cost $5,000 or something like that. There's always people like that that I have to say no to. And, you know, at the beginning it was really hard for me. But then I realized that it's much easier to say no if you provide an alternative to someone. So for example, when people who I can see that I cannot coach them, I cannot work with them one-on-one, reach out to me, I say like, hey, you know, this is probably not the best fit for the both of us right now. However, you can either go to this friend of mine who can coach you, or you can join this online course that I created that will help you, that's just $200, or you can read this and this and this book that's gonna help you on that subject. So by saying no in that way, by providing alternatives, they're still happy because, you know, they will understand that you can't work with them, and they will be happy because they will see alternatives, places where you can go to. Whereas if you would just say, oh no, I can't work with you right now, they might feel offended, they will feel sad, they will probably not come back to you in the future, right? However, by really advising them some alternatives, they will perceive you as a trusted advisor, and they will probably come back to you in the future for some advice, or maybe even for coaching when they can actually afford you. Now this is a very specific example, but you can extrapolate on this example. It's a concept that you can use to, you know, say no to anything that you want. So for example, maybe, you know, your friends want to ask you out for drinks, which you're not really interested in. However, you would be interested in, you know, going bowling with them. So you can say like, hey, you know, this evening I'm busy, can't go for drinks. However, why don't we go bowling on Friday for an hour at 8 p.m. at this bowling club? Or for example, you know, your family would ask you to go on a trip with them and still you're not interested in that. Or maybe not, you just don't have time this week because you want to work on your own business or something like that. Well, again, you can say no and say, hey, sorry, I don't have time this week, I want to work on my business. However, why don't we go grab lunch on Wednesday so we can still spend time together? By using this very simple technique, when you can just say no but provide a certain alternative or even more alternatives, people will still have great relationships with them and they will actually respect your decision.